And this will be part three of the lesson on this same Jesus. As we said, this is the year, theme for this year. And we like to take our time and talk about the thing just so that we can get a good, clear understanding, so that we can prepare our minds and our focus for what we're going to be concentrating on as we go through the different meetings, different lessons that we will have that will support this thing. Now, this same Jesus, the text is coming from Acts chapter number 1, 10 through 11. It says, "And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up," that he is Jesus, "behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Now, the supporting scriptures for this is going to be John 4 and 29. It says, "Come see a man," this is the woman at the well, "which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" And also Hebrews chapter number 9 and 28. Says, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Now, as we looked over the lesson on the inside of the bulletin up the top, you notice when the scripture in Acts is making reference to Jesus going up, you see that's the first part. Says Jesus taken up, and then what we are waiting for that has not happened as of yet is Jesus' return. The promise is that he shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into the heaven. Now, what we notice in the book of Acts is that only the saints saw Jesus go up, and that means that only the saints are going to see Jesus come back. Only the saints are going to see Jesus come back. Now, one writer does talk about when every eye is going to see him. But you notice that those every eyes, they're not happy to see Jesus. If you go over to the book of Revelation, someone say, "Oh, you're talking about only the saints are going to see him." But I read a scripture where it says every eye is going to see him. If you go over to that scripture and read it, You would realize that that's not the group that you want to be in. Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 7. What does that say there?
Revelation 1 and 7 reads, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him."
Right.
"And they also which pierced him."
They also which pierced him. You see that? "They also which pierced him." Keep going.
"And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him."
That's right.
"Even so, amen."
That's right. So that's not what we want to be in that group. We want to be in the group where Thessalonians is talking about, where the Lord is going to come with a shout. And the voice of an archangel, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. Now notice, on this particular point, everybody is, in Revelation, everybody is seeing Jesus, and they don't want to see him. How do we know they don't want to see him? Because it says they were wailing. Wailing is a deep cry. In other words, when we see Jesus, it should be a time of rejoicing. Shouldn't be a time of crying. It should be a time of rejoicing. So, we are concerned primarily with this lesson where the woman at the well said, "He told me all things that I ever did." Now you notice in between Jesus going up and Jesus coming back is where we say is our life. Very small portion of that time. A very small portion. Picking on Sister Fisher again because she just had the recent death in her family. If you look at the time from her mother's birth to her mother's death, I believe she said it was 90 years. Now remember, if you look at our diagram, there was a time when the mother was in the carriage. A baby carriage, where her mother was carrying her around in a baby carriage. Y'all see that in the silhouette? There was a time when the mother was on the earth when she was in a baby carriage. Sister Fisher, nor her siblings were even thought of at that time. Nobody even thought about that at that moment. Her mother was concentrating on her. But through life, she went through many different stages. She went from the baby carriage to learning how to walk, to going to school, to going to college. I believe that's what I read. She went to college. Then she went on and had a family. Then she went on, her family had grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And then towards down the tail end of her life, much like her sister and just like her, both used the cane. You see that? So you see from the carriage all the way down to the cane. And what we experienced here recently was the death. So all of that happened in between Jesus going what? Up and Jesus coming back. Jesus has not come back yet. But just looking at that example, that very short period of time that was here on the earth is going to be true with all of us. All of us are going to fall into that same period. Wherever we are at in that silhouette. Now you say, Elder Scott, I'm not walking around with a cane. But if you keep on living, one day you may have to use that. And then when you get to that point, when you look back over your life, you will see that there were many stages of development that you went through. And you may forget. I don't remember what it was like when I was a baby. I can't tell you anything. Only thing I know is when I see pictures, and that is all I can reflect on. But there is someone that knows everything about us, and that's Jesus. That's what that woman at the well understood when she was talking to Jesus. She said, he told me not some things. He told me all things that I ever did. All things that I ever did. Now, the Ecclesiastes letter, as we have been going over for the past couple of weeks, lets us know, when you look at the totality of your life, what should your focus be? Scripture says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. We need to learn how to do what? Fear God. Keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. That's the whole responsibility. That's your whole charge. Now, we say, well, Elder Scudder, everybody's not going to do that. That is true. Everybody is not going to learn how to fear Jesus. Everybody is not going to do what Jesus tells them to do. But the same experience, the same judgment that befalls people that do it is going to be the same judgment, the same examination that is going to befall people that do it. All of us are going to have to come before Jesus. According to Ecclesiastes, really quick, I didn't intend to go there, but we should always keep it in our minds. Ecclesiastes, what is that, 12? 12 and verse number 14 says, for God shall bring every work into judgment. That was that woman at the well realized. She realized all of the many different things that she had got herself into, things that no one knew but her. She said Jesus told her all things. And here Jesus is letting us know through Solomon that the Lord is going to bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Secret things are the thoughts. The thoughts that you have. The thoughts that you have that you don't share with anyone. No one knows your thoughts until you share them. If you don't share it, nobody knows what you're thinking. No one knows what you're thinking right now. Some of you may have chicken on your mind. You know, I don't know what's in your mind. I don't know it, but Jesus knows it. And Jesus said he's going to bring not only every work into judgment, but every what? Secret thing. He is going to bring into judgment whether that thing is good or whether that thing is bad, whether that thing is evil or whether that thing is righteous. He's going to bring it all into judgment with him. And that's what the book of Revelation is trying to get us to understand in chapter number 21. Go over to Revelation chapter number 21 really quick. I think you all were there already when we talked about every eye is going to see Jesus. Revelation chapter number 21 and 22. and starting at verse number 11. 22 and starting at verse number 11.
He that is unjust,
yes.
Let him be unjust.
Yes. Now, if you look on the back of your bulletin, you notice I have something. Everybody go get one of those four scriptures. Because maybe we'll talk about that this morning. About being ready. You got to understand, the devil don't want you to be ready.
Right.
Don't want you to be ready for that judgment. He wants you to pay attention to all the stuff that is going on in the earth. Knowing that with you paying attention to it, you're wasting time.
Right.
The minute you say, well, Scott, I can't do this, I can't do that, all you're doing is cheating yourself out of time.
Right.
All you're doing is letting time get by you.
Right.
Letting time take advantage of you. And the scripture doesn't declare you shouldn't do that.
Right.
You need to pay attention to the times, because the time is short. Time is very short, saints. I don't care how long you think you've been here on this earth. The time is very short. You got a time to be born and a time to die. It's already fixed. It is up to you to pay attention what you do with that time in between. Right? They look at Revelations, what I say, 22 and 7. 22 and 7 says, behold, I come quickly. Right? See, it's not a long time. It's quick. You look back over your life, you say, wow, how in the world did I get to this age? How did I get to this point? But you realize again, it wasn't as though it creeped up on you. The Lord done told you from the beginning that you've got a set time to be born and a set time to die. And we oftentimes tell you this at the end of every year, as you get ready to go into a new year, don't waste time. You can't blame Jesus for the things that you have not accomplished, because he's given you plenty of time to do it. He says within a year, he's given you 365 days. And in those days are 24 hours. You have to say within yourself, what have you done with the time? That you can sit by like that songwriter say, by the dock of the bay, watching the time go away if you want to. But you're going to be the loser. You're going to be the loser, because the Lord is going to bring everything that you do into judgment with him. Now, if you waste it, it's going to be on you. But the Lord already told you, when I come, I'm not going to delay my coming. I am coming quickly. And when I come quickly, my reward is going to be with me to give every man according as his deeds are. That's what's going on there. What did it say? Revelation 22 and 7.
Yes. Behold, I come quickly.
Yes.
Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophets.
Yes.
Of this book.
Yes.
And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship.
That's right.
At the feet of the angel which showed me these things.
Yes.
Then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am the fellow servant and of the brethren the prophets.
Yes.
And of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God.
Yes.
And he said unto me,
isn't that the truth? Those that keep the sayings of this book, those that pay attention to what the Lord is saying to you in his word, he is telling you, don't serve and worship the creature. Worship Jesus. Learn how to worship Jesus. That's what that woman at the well wanted to do. She wanted to worship the Lord. And what did the Lord tell her? The Lord desires those to worship him in spirit and in truth. You got to have the Holy Ghost. You got to hold the Holy Ghost down on the inside.
Yes.
Many people try to treat the Holy Ghost as though it is optional.
Right.
But you cannot worship Jesus without the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You got to have the Holy Ghost living down inside of you in order for true worship to come out of you. Remember, the Holy Ghost is not even given to you until you learn how to do what? Obey him. That's the truth. Now, true worship stems from the concept of simple obedience. Jesus said, how in the world can you say you love me when you don't even do what I tell you to do? You have a hard time being obedient to Jesus. Jesus tells you to go and sin no more. Yet you keep trying to creep and dip and slide and try to get by, because the Lord doesn't bring you into judgment right away when you do your act. But the Lord already told you, I've already appointed your bounds that you cannot pass. And I'm going to bring every work into judgment with me. And not only every work, but every secret thing, whether it's good or whether it's evil. Jesus is going to judge you. And that judgment is going to come real quick. Ready or not, Jesus is going to come at an hour when you think not, right? That's the truth. true? At an hour when you think not, the Lord is coming for you. And it is up to us to get ourselves prepared. Pay attention to the time. Don't be foolish with it. Don't waste it. Use it to your advantage. That's the truth. Use that time to pray a little bit more. Use that time to fast a little bit more. Use that time to get into the Word and study. Use that time to keep your mouth shut and hear from Jesus. Use that time to tell the Lord how much you appreciate Him. Use that time to let Jesus know that He is enough. Come on, saints, that's the truth. I think that's a problem with the world today. We're just not satisfied with Jesus. Jesus is just not enough. We keep itching to follow behind things that are not like Jesus, and these things occupy our time. They steal from us. Because the more we give attention to it, is the less time we give to Jesus. And we're not paying attention to the time, and that time is winding up. It's wasting away. We live this life as though we're going to be down here forever, and the Lord already told you your time is appointed, meaning it's already set. It's already established. I don't care what you do, what specialist you see, how much medication they give you, when Jesus calls, you are going to answer. You're getting out of here, right? That's the truth. When Jesus calls, you are going to answer. And it is up to us to realize the urgency of the time that we're living in. Just how urgent is this time? I've got to keep it before myself that the Lord is coming for me quickly. Huh? Come on, saints. You say, I've been living 70 years. The Lord is still coming for you quickly. Huh? He is coming for you really quick. And you better not let the devil fool you. You better not let the devil deceive you. That's what he is. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. Huh? He wants you to focus on things that don't mean nothing. Things that have absolutely no value. Things that do not amount to your salvation. Jesus is the only one that came to this earth and brought salvation. He's the only one that lets us know the true value of stuff. Why? Because he was born in a feeding trough, letting us know, don't you pay attention to all of these expensive tools to bring you into the earth, these fine linen, these bed clothes. Just wrap yourself up in swaddling clothes and have a place to lie your head and give praise to Jesus that he brought you into life. Ask the Lord to open up your understanding, realizing that the Lord lighteth, meaning he gives life to everyone that comes into this world. You've got to get it fixed in your mind. You don't want to leave the way you came in. How did you come in? I came here sick in sin, but I don't want to leave the way that I came into this world. I want to know Jesus, the one that came to die for my sins. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall save, he shall deliver the people from sin. Right? That's the truth. You want to know the Lord quickly. Want to know the Lord in ability, in his ability to pardon my sin. Huh? That's the truth. I want to know the Lord that way. In his ability to pardon my sin. I don't want to be fooled by all of these things that are being preached and taught into the world. Say, oh, you just got to give the Lord your heart. The Lord understands. He knows that you're trying. Honey, you need to get born again. You need to pay attention to what the Lord told Nicodemus. Nicodemus was an old man. He wasn't young. That lets me know Jesus pays no attention to the time that has been given to you. He just wants you to focus on one thing, whether you are young or whether you are old. Get yourself born again. Get yourself born of both water and spirit. Do not delay it. Don't put it off. Don't disregard it. Don't neglect to do it, but get your soul born again. Born of both water and spirit. Go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because that name is the only name that can remove sin from your soul. If you haven't gone down in water in the name of Jesus, I don't care how many songs you know. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how many times you go to church. I don't care how many times you read your Bible. You still got sin on you. And the way Get sin off of you. Once you get sin off of you, you need to have a seal. Holy Ghost is a seal. Holy Ghost is able to keep you. Keep you inside and on the outside. I need the Holy Ghost to seal me inner and on the outside. I need him to keep all of the good stuff in me and keep all of the pollution out of me. Holy Ghost is the only one that can do that job. Holy Ghost is the only one that can help you with your infirmity in your flesh. That word infirmity makes reference to a weak spot. Every last one of us are weak. We are impotent. We have no strength to do this. We need Jesus. He is our helper. He is our sustainer. Without him, we can't do nothing, right? We can't do this thing without the Lord. The branch don't bear fruit in and of by itself. It only bears fruit because it's attached to the vine. Jesus is the vine. Come on, saints. Jesus is the vine. Nobody but the devil is trying to detach you. He don't want you to get hooked up with Jesus. The devil don't want you to get attached to Jesus. He wants you to get, he say, well, even if you do get attached, he does everything he can do to try to sever the connection. He does everything he can do to try to make that branch weak, to try to disconnect that branch from the source of life. He'll use your body. He'll use your family. He'll use your friends. He'll use your circumstances. All of it is just to take your mind off of Jesus so that he can sever that connection. Because he knows the husbandman that gave a word to the you must bear fruit. I must bear fruit. What kind of fruit? Not money, not houses, not clothes. I must bear the fruit of righteousness. That comes from the Holy Ghost. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith, love. All of that has got to come out of my life, right? It's got to come out of me.
Yes.
If I ain't got it in me, it ain't going to come out of me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Lord said every fruit, every branch that bears not fruit, he's going to cut it off. Oh, yes, he will. Lord will cut you off. That's why I tell you, seize the moment. Seek the Lord while he can be found. Call upon Jesus while the Lord is near. Why? Because you don't want to get to the point where you've been in all of these years, spent all of this time calling on the name of salvation, and you didn't let that name connect you. Connect you to what? To the source of life. Y'all realize God gave us his name to connect us to the source of life. That's why he said there is no salvation in any other. There's no other name under heaven given among whom men whereby we what must be saved, right? This is a name that many people have rejected. Oh yes, even during Jesus' day, many people rejected the name. Oh yes, they did. They rejected that name of Jesus. I thank the Lord. The Lord chose to reveal the power of that name to the simple, the humble people. Ask that man at the gate called Beautiful, who was lame all of his life. But when he heard the name of Jesus, he grabbed hold of that name. He was willing to let the name work in him. Scripture said he was expecting to receive something. He didn't know what that name was going to do. But he came before the name with great expectation. That lets me know when I come to the altar and I make my petition known to Jesus. I'm not talking to nobody else. I'm talking to the Lord Jesus. I'm making my petition. I'm making my request known to the Lord Jesus. When I do that, I've got to come with great expectation. I got to remove myself out of the way and say, Lord, whatever you're going to do, I'm willing. I'm willing to receive whatever you have for me. One day the Lord is going to reach out his hand towards you. And you got to get out of yourself and be willing to take the hand of God Almighty. One thing is true, when you take his hand, he will raise you up. Come on,
jealous and reach out to that man. And when he grabbed hold of the hand of John, little did he know he was touching Jesus. He was touching Jesus. And the power of the Holy Ghost ran through John's finger and touched that man's ankle. And the scripture said that man leaped up. Holy Ghost got power to pick you up. That man leaped up, right? That man leaped up. Ain't nobody had to tell him to praise the Lord. Holy Ghost was inside of him. That's why when you come to praise service, don't nobody got to tell you to praise the Lord. You got the Holy Ghost inside of you. Something inside of you. Something inside of you know what the Lord did for you. Nobody but the Lord kept me last night. Nobody but the Lord preserved me from danger seen and danger unseen. And for this I praise him. Because he's done this, I owe him praise, right? I owe the Lord praise.
I owe him
hallelujah. I owe him a thank you, Jesus. I owe him a bless your name, Lord Jesus. When I think about all that the Lord has done for me, and I realize he don't owe me nothing, yet he just keep right on blessing me. Keep right on pouring out his blessings on me. I'm undeserving of all that Jesus has done for me. When I look back over my life, as short as it was, somebody say, "Oh, sir, you don't know nothing, but you don't know what the Lord has done for me. You don't know the dangers seen and the dangers unseen that the hand of the Lord has safeguarded me from." When I look back over my life, I can see death was trying to take me out of here, but life stepped in. Life got between me and death. And Jesus said, "Not now. I've already appointed his bounds, and he cannot pass." The devil want to snatch you out before your time. But thank God he's not Jesus. Satan is not Jesus. He doesn't have call over my life. Only Jesus calls. And I got the answer, right? Only Jesus calls. And I got the answer. Everybody be paying attention to the whispers of demonic spirits. I'm talking about the whispers that be out there in the earth telling you to do this and do that. Come here. Come there. Don't pray. Don't fast. Don't go to church. That's whispers. Whispers out there trying to tell you to be negligent. When the Lord told you, neglect not. That was the Lord saying, neglect not. But them whispers out there telling you, be negligent. It's okay. The Lord knows your heart. But what does the Word say? The Lord says your heart is desperately wicked. Come on, saints, y'all understand that? The Word of God says your heart is desperately wicked. Who can know that heart? Jesus said, "I know it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know it.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm going to try it." In other words, the Lord's going to let the devil attack me. To do what? To try me. Because I say I believe. I say I trust you, Jesus. Devil will say, "Well, the only reason they believe you because you're doing this." Lord said, "Go ahead. Go ahead and work on them. See right where their faith level is at." One thing about Jesus, he know the beginning from the end. He know whether we going to do this thing or whether we not going to do it. But he's giving you warning. Oh, yes, he is. He's giving us warning. To let us know, I know every choice and decision that you're going to make. And this thing called life, I know every choice and every decision that you're going to make. What should my prayer be? It should be a prayer of humility. Lord Jesus, help me. Remember I told y'all on last week when that brother said, "I love you, Lord. Lord, I love you." And the Lord just kept on giving him instructions. And then when it got down to the third time, that brother had to get out of himself. That he got here, had to realize the Lord don't need no lip service. He don't need your artificial sweetness. Lord needs you to be genuine. Lord needs you to be real. And when you're real with yourself, you're real with Jesus. You let the Lord know, "Lord, you know all things. You don't know some things. You're not a temporary part of my life. You know all things. You know my rising up and my going down. You know everything I'm going to do in between. Jesus, you know that I love you, right?"
Jesus, yes.
Lord, Lord, you know that I love you.
Yes.
And because you know I love you, I'm going to need you to look past every mistake, every shortcoming, every lacking of faith, every lacking of trust. And when I get off track and I don't know how to pray for myself, I need you to surround me around people that have a mind to call on the name of Jesus so I can get my mind back on track. Lord, I ain't going to force you to do this. You got to have a mind for yourself. That's why I say you got to humble yourself and say, Lord, I can't do this by myself. I'm not a fool enough to think that I can live holy by myself. I need the Holy Ghost. I need Christ in me. I need Jesus to walk up and down in me so that I can live right. So I can live right?
Yes.
So I can think right? So I can make the right decisions? Why? Because if I go through this life trying to do it on my own, he's going to come quickly. And one writer said, you're not going to be ready. Them women that had that oil, they had it, but they let the oil run out. Saints, don't let the Holy Ghost run out of you. Keep it, preserve it, cherish it, value it. Don't let it run out of you.
Hallelujah, Jesus, yes.
Say, Lord, I want the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost, and I want to keep the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The other kind of I think I got it, and this ain't no time to think it. You need to know that the Lord is in you. You need to feel the Lord, Jesus. And I mean feel him so that he convicts you. I ain't talking about feeling him when you're feeling good. I mean feel him when you're wrong. You need the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost that helps you. That calls you out when you're wrong. That was John. But the Roman writer said that Holy Ghost that helps you with your infirmity. That makes you pray for things that you don't know to pray for. That searches your temple. Oh yes, he searches your temple. Because you don't know what you should be praying for. When you're lacking. When you're struggling. You need the Holy Ghost to step in and help you in your struggle. You need the Holy Ghost to help you when your mind becomes blinded. When you cannot see afar off. And you stop talking out of a foolish heart. Making the Lord know you're the most to say the least. Lord, I don't have need of nothing. I'm not like brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so. So you really need the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost will snatch you back to reality. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost will pull you under conviction to him and let you see the errors of your ways, right? Holy Ghost will let you see the errors of your ways and make you forget about brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so and make you look at yourself in the mirror. Only one looking in the mirror is the one that's blessed anyway. If you don't look in that mirror, you'll forget what manner of man you are. Only you need to be asking the Lord, Lord, help me to be a doer of your word. Lord, help me to hide that word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I don't want to make sin an option. I don't want to make sin an alternative. I want it to be Jesus all day long. Jesus to be every turn I make. Jesus, I want it to be every move I make. I want Jesus to be right there. And if he ain't in, I need him to snatch me back to reality, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Need the Lord to put a thought in my mind. Let me remind me. Without me, you can't do nothing. I know sometimes we get to going and we be feeling real good about ourselves. But every now and then you need the Lord to snatch you back and remind you. Without Jesus, you can't do this. Lord say, you think you got that job and everything all right? Lord say, let me snatch you back. Without me, you can't do this. Lord will put you in a situation where you know nothing on how to do it. And they ain't giving you a deadline on how to get it done. And the only way you're going to get that answer is you got to humble yourself and go before the one that knows all things. Not some things, all things. In other words, the Lord Jesus, you've been here before I got here. Lord, you knew I was going to make this step before I got here. And you're the only one that can lead me and guide me into all truth, right?
Yes,
that's the truth. Yeah, you go right on and keep on trying to live it on your own. Lord said, I'm going to snatch it all away from you. Bring you back down to nothing. Why? Because you forgot Jesus. You don't want to be in the world and be like the people of the world. He was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. You don't want to be like the people of the world. You want to know who you serve. I know Jesus. I know Jesus as a what? As a healer? I know Jesus as a way maker. I know Jesus as a heart fixer. I know Jesus as peace, even in the midst of a storm. I know Jesus as the one that can calm the raging sea. I know Jesus as the one that is a truth maker. But I know that devil also. That devil's a troublemaker. How that devil's an author of confusion. He's a delusionalist. He's a liar. He's a murderer.
Yes.
He does not abide in the truth,
no.
Right?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You need to know both sides of that coin.
Jesus.
Yes. And when you see darkness,
Jesus,
you need to ask the Lord to keep me.
Uh-huh.
Keep me while I'm walking,
Jesus,
through the shadow of
Jesus,
darkness.
Jesus.
Keep me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Keep me, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Why are you asking the Lord to keep me? Because he's the only one that can do it.
Yes.
He's the only one that can keep me from falling.
Jesus.
He's the only one that can do that, saints. Can't nobody do that for you but Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm letting you know, saints, there's a day coming where the Lord is coming quickly. And you got to learn, as the Revelation say, to read the words of this prophecy and keep the words of this prophecy. Keep them ever before you. Say, Lord, I don't understand this mystery, but work on what you do know. Work on what you do know. What do I know? I know Jesus God.
Right.
I know that Jesus Christ,
yes,
is the Almighty God.
Yes.
Say, Elder Scudder, you don't know what the horse rider look like,
yes,
and what the, I don't know. And I'm not going to lie to you and make you think I know. Only thing we know is what somebody else has interpreted. Somebody else believes. Somebody else thinks that's going to happen when time progresses. But one thing I do know is that Jesus Christ is coming back again. He's coming back for a church without spot or blemish. And all I know is I want to be in that number. Whether I'm dead or whether I'm alive, I want to be caught up. I don't want to be here on earth. I want to be caught up together with the saints. And I want to spend the rest of my existence. The rest of my existence, I want to spend with Jesus. What about your mama? What about your daddy? What about your brothers? What about your grandparents? I can't worry about them. Lord, they already told me in the message that can save me. Acts chapter number 2, verse number 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And with many other words, did he exhort and testify, say, save who? Yourself. In other words, mama don't want to go, save yourself. Daddy don't want to go, save yourself. Sister, brother don't want to go, save yourself. Children don't want to go, save who? Yourself. Save yourself from these group of people that are turning away from Jesus. Save who? Yourself, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Save yourself. But that seems mean. I didn't say it, the Lord said it. I'm telling you how to get yourself saved. I'm telling you what you must do to be saved. Now save yourself. Don't draw on me to do it. You got to do it for yourself. Lord told you to repent. Now the scripture didn't tell you to repent. The Lord told you to repent. The world tell you you can keep on sinning. World tell you to go out there and buy some more sin. But the Lord told you to do what? Repent. Repent and be baptized. Everybody. But this is not the religion of my forefathers. I'm so glad that this is not a religion. I'm so glad that this is a salvation. Lord didn't die to relate you. He died to save you, right? He didn't die to give you religion. He died to give you salvation. Salvation from what? From sin. Oh, yeah. I know. Church is going to be full. Somebody, I got good religion. You ain't got nothing good unless you got the Holy Ghost. You have no good religion. All of your righteousness is like a filthy rag. You ain't been been born again, you're still in your sin. And every good thing you do is corrupted by your sin, right? That's why you need a salvation message. And at the end of that salvation message, the Lord told you to do what? Save yourself. In other words, concentrate on your soul. Why? Because everybody's going to stand before Jesus. Your grandparents, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your children, all of them are going to stand before Jesus. Ready or not, they're going to stand before the Lord. And they're going to have to give an answer for the things they did in this body. Every secret thought. Whether it's good or whether it's evil. You will have to answer for your gossiping tongue. You will have to answer for your wicked ways. You're going to answer for your ungodly thoughts. You're going to have to answer for your ungodly choices. When you put Jesus down to the side and you said, I'm going to do this to save, to cater to my flesh. Lord said, you're going to have to answer for that. You're going to give an answer for every choice and decision that you make. That's why you should be praying. Praying, Lord, help me to make the right decision. Lord, help me to make the right choice. I don't want to make a choice or decision that you're not going to be in, that you're not going to be pleased with. Lord desires truth. He don't want no lie. The Lord desires truth. You think you're going to get by with a lie? You think you're going to get by with deception? You're a deceiver. A deceiver is a liar. A deceiver is a one that only shares partial truth. We dealt with that thing here in the church. Partial truth. People don't want to come right out and say what's going on in their mind. Don't want to come out and just say they don't like you anymore. They don't agree with you anymore. They don't want to be a part of you anymore. But they try to come around you smiling. Ain't nothing but a wolf. Dressed up like a sheep. That's what I'm trying to put you on guard, saints. Be careful. Why? Because they're wolves. That are around the sheep. Trying to sneak and devise trickery. Trying to see what they can get from you, right? But keep yourself. Arm yourself. If you want to be saved, arm yourself with a steadfast mind. Why? Because the devil won't get you when your mind is made up. Lord told you to be steadfast and unmovable. Why? Always abounding in his work, right? Don't be shaky in your faith. Wolves, deceivers, tell partial truths. Partial truths. Say, we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to do it in the name of the Lord. Partial truths. But they're crooks. They're sneaky. Ain't nothing but a little Dathan. Why do folk go to pray? Devising all of these other little side conversations. Who does Elder Stutter think he is? He's a man just like me. You're going to die in your sin. You're going to die in your sin. How dare you call the Lord's spokesman a man just like you? You ought to respect the Lord's preacher. He's an old pagan that had to rule over you. Why can they watch for your soul, right? He is a watchman that's on the wall, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to treat me like you treat your next fellow? Go right on. You're going to be the loser, right?
Yes, you are.
Lord said, touch not my anointed and deem my prophet. That Lord, let me know I'm special to Jesus. Say, Elder Scott, you my buddy. Yeah, I'm your buddy, but I'm special. And you better treat me with respect. Not Elder Scudder, but the office that I hold. The work that I'm doing. Respect it, right?
That's
the truth. Certain things I just can't go to Elder Scudder and say. Well, you say, Elder Scudder, he's just your father. No. He's my pastor. The Lord has positioned him over me. I ain't going to go running away from him when he hasn't given me the green light to do it. What kind of child would I be? I don't want to be a disobedient child. Only disobedient children do what they want to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Got a know-it-all attitude.
Help us.
Huh?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Act like the Lord gave you greater vision than the one that the Lord put over you.
All right.
That ain't hard work.
No,
that ain't hard work.
No,
I told y'all that from the beginning. I don't care where you was raised up.
Jesus.
You could have been raised up in the projects.
Uh-huh.
Huh? In the worst of situations.
Right.
Still your mom and your daddy. He's your mother and your father.
Uh-huh.
Lord is not going to give you greater understanding than he gave them.
Yes.
Why? Because he told them to train you up.
Right.
To raise you up.
Right.
In the way that you should go.
Right.
Say, well, my mom and my daddy ain't even graduated from high school and I'm a PhD. I got a medical doctor.
Yes.
They still got more honor and respect to do them.
Right.
Than you do in all of your knowledge.
Right.
They still your mom and your daddy, right?
That's it. That's right.
You come around your colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother tell you to do something.
Uh-huh.
With your MD and your PhD,
uh-huh.
You better put your lab coat down and say, yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
That's
you show them respect.
Yeah,
right. Honor them.
Yeah.
Don't be like your colleagues cussing their parents out. No, you honor your mama and your daddy, right? Why, who told you to do it? The Lord told you to do it. The Lord told you to do this. Lord said this is the first commandment. Huh? With a promise, right? One thing we know, the Lord is a promise keeper, isn't he? He is not slack concerning his promises. That'll work for you or against you, won't it?
Thank you, Jesus.
Look at this virus going around, just taking folk out. Left and right. Huh?
Yes, Lord.
Lord done already promised it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, he did. He said, when the folk reject me,
uh-huh.
I'm gonna put a sickness on the land.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, he did.
Uh-huh.
He's going to put a sickness
Jesus.
On the land.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord looks at his people
uh-huh.
that are in the land.
Yes.
Huh? This is not new.
Yeah.
He did it during Pharaoh's day.
Yeah.
He's going to keep on doing it
uh-huh.
over and over again.
Yeah.
But I thank the Lord he's still got a remnant.
Uh-huh.
In the midst of all of this disease.
Yes, yes.
And what does he say to the remnant? If my people, who are you?
Yes.
I'm a person that has been called out by Jesus. He is talking to me when he says, if my people, not the sinners, huh? Not the satanic worshipers, not the atheists. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will do what? Humble themselves.
Thank you.
I don't know no other way to pray than to get on my knees. Huh? Some people say, oh, I'm going to show you different ways that you can pray. You can stand upright. You can lay on the ground. You can sit in your seat. Nah, I only know one way to work. I know the one way that I receive the Holy Ghost. I ain't get the Holy Ghost standing up. I ain't get the Holy Ghost laying on no ground.
Yes.
I got the Holy Ghost on my knees. With my hands lifted up. Calling on the name of Jesus.
Lord,
the elders, did your hands hurt? Yes, they did. My arms started aching.
Yes,
but I thank the Lord somebody else was there that had received the Holy Ghost like I wanted it.
Jesus.
And they told me, keep on calling Jesus.
Yes.
Forget about yourself and call on Jesus. Call Jesus by his name. Huh? Did my tongue get tired up? My mouth get tired? They said, no. Call Jesus by his name. Open up your mouth. Lift up your head, Jesus said. Come on. This is not a day of sorrow. Lift up your head, right? Lift up your head. And open up your mouth. Call on the King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? Jesus. Jesus is, right? Call him by his name, right?
Jesus
is the Lord God Almighty. The Lord Mighty Himself. Call him by his name, right? Jesus. Jesus. I need you, Jesus, right? You call him. My God will answer by fire. He's not a dead God. He answers by fire, right? Lord answers by fire. He don't need no music to answer. Some folk think you need music to cut a step. You need music Huh?
Yes.
Or you need a song
yes, right.
to get happy.
Uh-uh.
All I need is the name of Jesus.
Yes.
The name of Jesus yes. is joy.
Yes.
It's like that brother, I don't even know he had the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. But he sang that song, so he said, joy bells
Jesus.
Ringing in my soul.
Right.
Now, but sometimes people be singing these songs, and you just listen to them. You listen to them, and you go and read something a little about them, and you see how they living. You say, nah, they don't know it yet.
Yeah.
They don't know nothing about it. Huh? Joy bells ringing in your soul. Huh? Joy bells. Joy bells don't let you sin. You understand what I'm saying? Joy bells don't let you sin. Joy bells don't let you rub elbows with just anybody. Joy bells keep you satisfied with the saints. Huh? How I get nervous. People say, oh, they built this. They this person. They know the mayor. They know that. But if you know all these people, why aren't they saved? Why ain't they in your church? Why ain't they somewhere repenting of their sin? Huh? Oh, but they make things happen for us. See, you're trying to progress in this world. You're trying to move forward in this world. Jesus never rubbed elbows with all these notarized people. You let these notarized people rub elbows, nothing's going to turn their back on you. It's like they turned their back on Jesus. When they turned their back on Jesus, they said, for a good work, we don't stone, we don't try to condemn you. Why? Because you make yourself God.
Right.
Little did they know he is God.
Right.
Out of your own mouth, you brought your own judgment.
Right.
And what did you say to God? Crucify him, right?
Sure,
you yelled out, crucify him.
Yeah.
And you knew, could nobody do the things he did, except that was God.
Right.
But yet you yelled out with your lips, crucify him.
Yeah.
That let me know you had another spirit inside
yeah.
you. And it wasn't the Holy Ghost. It was a deceiving spirit. It was a spirit of a murderer. Oh, yes. A spirit of a debater. A spirit of somebody that want to argue. But I thank the Lord showed us how to behave ourselves. He said he was led from judgment hall to judgment hall. Yet he opened not his mouth. Keep your mouth shut, saints, right? People rail all kind of accusations against
you. Oh, thank you.
Just learn how to do what? Keep your mouth shut.
Oh, right. Oh,
say, Lord Jesus, we sing that song, if I just learn how to hold my peace and let the Lord, just be still. Be still, let the Lord fight that battle for you. You ain't got to argue your way into it. All you got to do is just be still and let the Lord do what? Work it out. He know how to do it.
Yes,
he do.
Yes,
he ain't gonna take long to come do it either. Because he done told you, when I come quickly.
Yeah.
He said, well, he ain't came yet because he's trying to give you time to get yourself right.
Right.
You think you something that you really ain't.
No.
Elder Scott, I am right. You think you something you really ain't.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I got the Holy Ghost. You think you got something you really don't have.
Uh-huh.
You better go back and recheck that thing.
Jesus.
You better go back. You better go put some of that hot word up against that oil.
Yeah,
and see if that oil burns.
Right.
And that oil, my oil ain't burning. Your oil is stale. Huh? That oil is old.
Yeah.
If it's oil and it's oil like it's supposed to be, it should be burning.
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. Amen, Elder Scott.
Yes.
It should be burning.
That's right.
And they don't need much help to get to it.
Uh-huh.
All it needs is some fire attached to it.
Right.
And God knows when you call on the name of Jesus,
right.
Don't get no higher than that.
Right.
Name of Jesus is some fire.
Yes.
Oh, yes, it is. Name of Jesus is some fire. Something wrong with your Holy Ghost, you can be down there calling on Jesus and fall asleep. Huh? That mean that name got the fire, but you ain't got no oil. Something wrong with one on the inside of you. Huh? Come on, saints. Something wrong with you. You say you got that oil, and you sit up there at home while we in here calling on Jesus. Something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. Else kind of, you don't understand how I feel. Something is wrong with you. I got too many witnesses in the book to back me up. Tell me, Elder Scott, a witness. Ask that woman that had that issue with blood. She knew she wanted something. And she knew it was only one that can give it to her. When she touched Jesus, fire came out of Jesus. Fire came out of the Lord. Fire came out of him and went into her. And it burnt all of her sickness up. Oh, yes, it did. It burnt all of her sickness up. Lord said, somebody touched me. And brother said, oh, Lord, all these people bumping you. Talking about somebody touched me. Nah. Somebody has some faith. That's all the Lord looking for you. I'm not telling you don't feel bad. Just have faith. Tell yourself that. Where is your faith at, right? Where is your faith at? Bring your broken, sick, deformed body to the one that can straighten you up. Then that woman that had that crook in her back, bent over. But the Lord straightened her up. If the Lord did it for them, why won't he do it for you? Tell us, God, I got leprosy. My body ain't looking right. I covered it all up with my clothes, but you don't know what it looked like up under there. It ain't worth, you ain't got to worry about what I know. Go to the one that knows all things. Tell the one that can heal the leper. He'll make you stop saying unclean. And say, see what the Lord has done. What has he done? He cleaned me up, right? Now when he do it, you find the faith to run back to Jesus. Find the faith to run back to the Lord. And say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for cleaning me up. For doing something for me that the doctors could not do. Doing something for me medicine could not do. Only one that can heal you is the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord said, behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me. Those that got to read the words of this prophecy and keep them, say, worship Jesus. That's going to say, worship God. It's a colon right after that. If y'all see that in verse number 9, chapter number 22, Revelation 22 and 9. Yes.
I am the fellow servant of thy brother. Yes,
that's all. That's all Elder Scudder is. I'm just your fellow servant. Uh-huh. And don't do your servant like dirt. Uh-huh. Treat the servant with some respect, right? You don't know who you're entertaining. Uh-huh. Our Lord could have allowed an angelic being to embody me, to be a blessing to you. You don't know who you're entertaining, right? That's the scripture, saints. Watch how you treat your brothers and your sisters. Because the Lord said he sends his angels to encamp around about the saints. I don't want such and such around my stuff. Okay, go right on. Go right on, you demon. You're going to lose it all. You're going to perish with your goods. You are going to perish with your goods. How dare you call unclean something that the Lord has cleaned up. Hello, you got to be careful how you talk about the saints. I told you all that before. You may have known people in their previous life. But when the Lord come by and clean them up, you better not go back talking about what they used to do. You better go back and talk about what, see what the Lord has done. Thank the Lord he blessed that brother, blessed that sister, and cleaned them up. Made something beautiful out of their lives, right? And I ain't going to let you and nobody else talk about what the Lord has done, right? It is marvelous. It is marvelous in my eyes. It is something to praise Jesus for, right? That's true. Come on. Read me a little bit more of that.
And it says, and of them which keep the
sayings of this prophet. What is it? It's a colon after that. Telling you, after all of this, learn how to do what? Worship Jesus. And I told you, you can't worship the Lord without the Holy Ghost. The Lord desires such to worship him. He seeketh such to worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him how?
In spirit and in
truth. That's why you got to make having the Holy Ghost a priority. Holy Ghost has to be a priority, saints. Read a little bit more.
And it says, he that saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
Yes.
For the time
what is it, saints?
Time is at hand.
Come on, say it in your mind. The time is at hand. What time? The time for the Lord to come.
That's it. It's at hand.
The time is at hand, saints. Can you see it?
Yes.
I see it.
Amen.
I see it.
Uh-huh.
Anytime government or the people are raising up against government, government is set there to bring order. But when people have a mind to do things the way they want to do it, Scripture already done told you about a people like that. Everybody did what's right in their own eye. Lord help these folks. I ain't going to join in. What you going to say about it? Tell them to repent. Well, they doing them wrong. You better repent. Lord done told the saints to do what? Pray for those that are in charge. Pray for them that we live our days in peace.
Right.
Let me know that the righteous are not praying enough.
Right.
Why? Because I don't see no peace where it need to be at.
Right.
Doesn't let demons get in there.
Yeah.
demonic-filled people.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Demonic-filled people and the so-called church world pushing on.
Uh-huh.
And they full of the devil.
Yeah.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? They full of the devil.
Uh-huh.
You understand what you're trying to say? Well, I ain't saying one right side is better than the other. None of them are right.
Right.
All of them need to be saved.
Right.
All of them need the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I don't care who they are.
Right.
I can't say nothing positive about a sinner, but that the Lord gave them another day to be saved, right?
Right.
That's the only positive thing I can say, right?
Right.
Well, who should I vote for? You need to vote for Jesus.
Right.
You need to vote to live right.
Right.
Y'all understand what I'm saying, saints?
Right.
You need to vote to live right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, what am I going to do when I go on that ballot? Vote to live right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what name you choose. You better vote to live right. Huh? Sometimes I think we do better putting a dummy in the office.
Yeah.
Somebody that can't talk and can't move. Just let them sit there in the seat and say nothing.
Right.
It's the truth.
Right. Sorry.
At least you know nothing from nothing will give you nothing.
That's true.
Right?
Right.
Huh? Right. So you keep going backwards and forwards. Scripture said like the waves of the sea.
Yeah.
They're trouble.
Yeah.
They're trouble. The Lord done told you they're troubled in their mind.
Right.
And because they're troubled, they want you to be in trouble.
Yeah.
They're liars. Y'all understand that?
Yeah.
They're hypocrites.
Yeah.
They're liars.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Elder Scott, are you telling me I shouldn't vote? I ain't told you nothing. I'm telling you to let the Lord lead you and guide you.
Right.
Don't put nobody above Jesus.
Right.
You need to pray for them.
Right.
Pray for them. Lord Jesus, help them to get out of their cells
right.
so that you can use them.
Right.
Use them for what? Not to make my pockets better,
right.
but that the world can be in peace.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
Peace. Who is peace? Jesus.
Right.
Jesus is peace.
Mm-hmm.
Read that. Y'all read. I don't want to get off.
And it says here, and he said unto you, seal not the sayings of prophecies, yep. but for the time is at hand.
Yes.
He that is unjust.
He that is what?
Unjust. Be unjust.
In other words, he can't change.
No.
When time is up, time is up.
Right.
You can go trying to change him if you want when they're in that casket, but the Lord said he is where he
right.
is.
Right.
He cannot change. He that is what? Unjust?
Unjust.
Let him be unjust still, right?
That's right. He that is filthy.
Oh, yeah. You can clean him up. You can put a white suit on him. You can put a white hat, white gloves. The Lord said he's still filthy.
That's right.
Why is he filthy? We don't clean up. He's in his sin.
Right.
And you ain't doing nothing but cleaning up a dead body anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The part that you knew was out of it.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
When we went over on Wednesday, the soul is the real
right.
you.
Right.
Huh? That's true. Soul is the real you.
Yeah.
Folks do all that stuff, dressing up that dead body, and all this is dirt.
Yeah.
But the part you knew is gone out of it.
Right.
Part that you knew stepped out of it.
Yeah.
And it done stepped over into eternity.
Yeah.
And the question is, where are you?
Right.
That's what Job say, man died and wasted away.
Right.
Yea, man giveth up the ghost and what? Where is he?
Right.
Sometimes I think we ought to listen to the dead. Listen to the cries of the dead. You know them. What would they be telling you if they could speak to you right now?
Don't come down here.
That's what's true. That's about the size of it, mother.
Yeah.
A lot of them be telling you, look, you better get yourself right.
Because
right. Jesus is nothing to play around with.
Right.
What he say, he means. He don't repent. Jesus don't repent. He means what he say.
Yeah.
Oh, but the Lord said he repented. Or you don't want that to be said about you.
Right.
When the scripture say he repent,
right.
when he repented, that means he didn't want you to be in existence.
Right.
So you go on, you Bible scholar. Say, well, he did say the Lord repented. Do you want to be in that category?
Right.
Father, in your mind, you better say, Lord, don't repent. Don't repent, Jesus. Because when he repent, what did he say? I regret it I ever made you. I know a lot of folk walking on earth right now look like the Lord repented that he ever made them. Men walking around like women. Women walking around like men. You think the Lord is happy with that?
No, he's not happy.
Men in the pulpit preaching lies.
Right.
Living double lives?
Yeah.
You think the Lord is pleased with that?
No.
What did the Lord say about it? He said he repented that he ever made that person. And here you are following right behind. They just my best friend. They my friend. Somebody I can talk to. Filling your mind up with poison. I mean devilish stuff. You got no mind to be saved at all. Just dumping all of that poison into your mind. And what is it doing? It's messing up your faith. You ain't even got no mind to be saved. No more. You used to have a mind to be saved. Ain't got no mind to be saved. And you wonder, where in the world did I get this mind not to want to be saved from? I used to be crying out with everything inside. Now I ain't got no mind to be. Well, you should ask yourself, what company have you been keeping? Who have you been hanging around? Who have you been listening to? Oh, just my friends. And you think that you was going to keep a mind to want to be saved listening to them people? Lord done told you he's not going to dwell in the place he's not welcomed. You got to cherish Jesus. You gotta let the Lord do for you what you can't do for yourself. Lord is the only one that can change that unjust state into a just state. Lord is the only one that can clean that filthy person up. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Nope, not one. Only one that can do that is Jesus for you. Next verse says what?
It says, he that is righteous, let him be righteous.
Yes.
He that is holy, let him be holy.
He's going to remind me again. Verse 12.
I come quickly, and my reward is with me.
To give who?
Every man, according as his work shall be.
Jump down to verse number 20.
Verse 20 says, he which testifies these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus.
Jump up to verse number 19.
19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of the God shall take away his part out of the book of life.
Didn't we tell y'all that on Wednesday? You better pray the Lord keep your name in that book. Because the Lord can remove it. Say, I just got to know he can't. That's what the book done said right there. The Lord said, I shall take away his part out of
the holy city.
Well, if he take my name out the book, where am I going to be at? In the books. You're going to be somewhere. If you ain't in the book, you in the books.
Yes.
And if you're not in the books, that means you're in the book. You're not going to be in both.
Right.
You either one or the other. Right? Man can't serve two masters.
Right.
He either hate one and love the other.
Right.
So you got to love to be in the book. I love to be in the book.
Yes, I do.
I'm so happy the Lord put me in the book. I just don't know what to say, but I'm just happy to be in the book.
Yes.
And I'm showing Jesus I'm happy that I'm in the book. All right?
Amen.
I just got it done.
Amen.
And go try your patience any further, saints. We got to do right. I'm sorry. We just got to do right. Got to do right. Got to have a mind. Lord Jesus, if stuff ain't looking right, you got to say, Lord, get it straight. I need you to help me, Jesus, to get this thing straight. Why? Because he's coming. Right and untold you. What's that word that's associated with coming? He said, quickly.
Quickly.
Ain't going to take a long time. Might be long to you, but when he come quick. He come quick and he snatch him out. That one thing I learned about this old pandemic stuff. He snatches folk out of here. I mean quickly. Folk go in one way, say, oh, they fine. They be breathing, walking, moving. Before you know it, they get a call. They done died. Oh, what you mean they died? We done did everything we can do. The body just shut right on down. And ain't nothing nobody can do about it. Told y'all I had that neighbor. Getting ready for her husband to come home. Getting ready for him to come home. Got a call. Had to rush him down because he had trouble breathing. In a matter of 30 minutes, it wasn't no time really. 30 minutes, an hour, something like that. They call her back again. He's dead. Sad thing is, now when he died, they don't let you come in there. They don't let you come in there and say, touch him or get that stuff. They say, no, you can't get none of it. You can't even see them. And that's a bad feeling, isn't it? Bad feeling. In your mind, you thinking you're going to, oh, they're going to go get better. And if they don't get better, I'm going to be able to go spend some time with them. No, you're not. No, you're not. They won't even let you go in there and see them. Show you the value of the stuff. Take all the personal belongings and burn it up. Let your truck know the true value of that stuff. Then by the time next time you see him, you see him over at the morgue, over at the funeral home, after they done did everything that they gonna do. And many people be saying, if they would have did this, if they would have did that, if they would have did this, there's no if they would have done anything. The Lord said, when I call, you're gonna do what? You're gonna answer. You're gonna get out of here, saints. And again, as we said before, that is not a long process. The Lord put that word, behold, I come. He says a word that's behind there that we need to pay attention to. He said, behold, I come, what? Quickly. And my reward is with me, okay? All right, saints. We trust you got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus.